To be feeling like we're back in the saddle, we're back learning. It's like there was this void in my heart. I felt this void in my heart, and it was I missed you guys. I missed learning. I missed the matziv and his mom is. I was thinking that we should be mevatel beinu zmanim because like what? It just makes me feel depressed a little bit. I don't know about the rest of you, but okay. I guess sometimes I always say, you know, why I go out to eat with my wife when we go out to eat? I go out to eat so I can appreciate good home cooked meal. You know, like I go to this restaurant, I'm like, come on, this isn't food. We go home, get some good food. You know, so like you go to Benaz Manim, so you're like, oh, I can't wait to get back to yeshiva. So I guess if that was its matara, it accomplished its purpose. I'm Baruch Hashem, very excited to be back. Anyway, so we're talking over here about an amazing, amazing thing that happened. You see. It's to think about the way that history unfolded. Hashem told Adam Rishon, you eat from the Eitz Hadas, it's over. And he did. He ate from the Eitz Hadas the very first day that he was on this world. So I just want you to know, when it started getting dark, he started freaking out. He's like, okay, that's it. It's over. The lights are out. We're done. He thought it's the end of the world. He didn't know that it was going to, you know, the light with the sun was going to shine again. He thought that it was lights out on the world and it's curtain call. So when Adam Rishon, when all this happened, Adam Rishon was petrified.
No moon?
What?
There's no moon?
I can't tell you exactly, but as he saw the sun setting, I think the sun is like going bye-bye. He's like, where are you going? And that was it. And it's like, okay, that's going to be the end of the world. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Adam Rishon Matana, fire is the strangest phenomenon, almost the strangest. There's two things that are really bizarre in the world. One of them is wheat, and the other one is fire. I don't know how much they have to do with each other. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But wheat is a real strange thing. You take this, it looks just like a weed, and you take out the thing and you grind it. I don't know if you ever saw grinding wheat. It looks like it's a miracle. It's like all of a sudden white stuff starts coming out and you eat this. And think about it, there's no other food like lechem, like bread. It's the strangest thing. Hamotzi lechem in haaretz is it also a strange bracha, because Hashem isn't motzi lechem in haaretz. Hashem is motzi potatoes and tomatoes, cucumbers and everything else. All other food is basically the way you see it. The only thing that like goes through this crazy process is really wheat. Wheat's the one thing. And then you have fire, which is also strange. You go like this, you rub two stones together, and pshoom, and all of a sudden there's fire. Whoever thought of doing that? Where did that even come from, that there's fire? That's where sparks come from, right? Other things are flammable, but nothing else creates fire other than two stones being struck together. So this was an amazing revelation to Adam Rishon, and that happened on Matzei Shabbos. It was the first time that we actually had this idea of creating fire, and that's why we have two wicks connected, the two stones, always on a Havdalah candle, and we're coming to celebrate, and that's why we do Boirei Me'orei Ha'esh. So this is what we're going to speak about over here, where it says, the Gemara in Pesachim, Ein Mevarchim Ala Or Ela B'Motzei Shabbos, special bacha that we make on Motzei Shabbos, Farvas Oy Iletchilas Briyasahi. That when the very inception of or of this idea of fire came on Matzei Shabbos. So we're going to speak about it right now as follows. There are three different dargos of hanaz that a person can have. I want to try to break this down and discuss this. One is what regular people imbibe. I don't know the literal translation of the word imbibe. Anyone here know what imbibe means? Does it always mean to drink, or does it mean anything that you consume? Consume, I use the word consume.
Drinking sounds better.
Yeah. You be careful. Consume. There's one is when you consume something. For example, food or drink. I think imbibe is only liquids. But when you consume something, so you make a bracha rishayna, and you make a bracha acharayna. Bracha rishayna is always midrabanan. Even though we know kol anenu v'lamezeh v'lo brachas kilumal, you're not allowed to enjoy things in this world without making a bracha to Hashem. But that's still a bracha rishayna, is still midrabanan somehow. And the bracha acharayna, if you eat the right amount of things, can be a diraisa. What's the diraisa? V'chalta v'savata. That's when you ingest, or what was the other word? Consume. I think ingest. You might ingest also reach. Ingest, I think, just means to take something in. You digest it, you ingest it. Is that right? Am I right? I think you can ingest the smell. Anyway, the other thing is called Brichas HaReach. Brichas HaReach is when you smell something and there is a bracha on smelling. And not all brachas are created equal, by the way. There's Borei Atzei B'Samim, Borei Isvei, Borei Noisin Tam Toiv L'Peiros, Borei Minei B'Samim, all different types of things, all different types of bracha rishonas. But no bracha achroina. When it comes to Brichas HaReach, there is no bracha achroina. And that actually seems to be the third thing that we don't make a bracha on is the Hanos Ha'ar. Hanos Ha'ar, we don't make a bracha on at all, except for Matzah Shabbos. But in general, person uses Ar, he gets Nana, he has benefit from that. He doesn't make a bracha on that at all. So that's the third one. The reason why we don't make a bracha on that at all is because you don't say that he hasn't ingested anything, he hasn't taken anything into his body. You smell something, you take it in. You eat something. I think those are all ingesting. But brachas ha'or is like is hanos ha'or is like mi bachutz. No bracha. Now, why is it that brachas ha'reach doesn't have a bracha achreina? What do you say, my friends? Why does brachas ha'reach not have a bracha achreina? When it comes to bracha to eating something, you make a bracha rishayna and a bracha achreina. When you come to smelling something, you make a bracha rishayna. You don't make a bracha achreina. Now, I understand. We just said why brachas. Why or you don't make a bracha at all? Because it's something that's outside of you. Okay? No bracha rishayna, no bracha achroina. But reach somewhere in the middle. What do we make on reach? A bracha rishayna, bari minei b'sam, bari atzei b'sam, bari yisbei b'sam, bari tam b'peres, all those things. No bracha achroina, farvos. Why? So there's two answers in there. It seems to be two different pshatim in the rishayna. One pshat in the Rishonim is Rashi's pshat. Rashi seems to say the reason is because dehano mu'etes hi. It's a shvach. Come on, you can't compare when you eat something to when you smell something. I mean, I like snuff, but really, it's you still can't compare the two of them. Snuff is still, it's okay. Even snuff, you don't even make any bracha on because whatever reason, it's not natural in a natural form, whatever it is, but you can't compare that to whatever hana you're going to get to eating. Eating is a more substantial hana. That's one pshat. The kolbo seems to say a different pshat. This is maybe the pshat that the Olam is saying is: look, when you finished smelling, does it stay with you? Can you say that you have the hana in your belly? When you eat something, it takes a while for the food to digest. And how long can you make the bracha achrayna? Forever? No, for how long?
72 minutes.
What's 72 minutes? What is that? Time of digestion. For as long as you're satisfied from that eating. But when you smell something, how long would you have to make that bracha achreina? Not at all. So you can never make a bracha achreina because I don't have the smell inside of me. The smell never remains. It doesn't linger. So the bracha rishoina. Is there a difference in the bracha rishayna between smell and eating? Think carefully about this. Is there a difference between the bracha rishayna between smelling and eating?
No.
According to the kolbo, there's no difference. Because he's not saying it's a less substantial hana. He's just saying, but lamaisa, when the hana is fleeting, you have that hana, it's gone in a second. So I can't make a bracha achroin. It's like I ate and the food is gone. But according to Rashi, is the bracha rishayna the same? Rashi says it's a hana mu'etes. It's not really such a hana. But every eating is a substantial hana. Whether you like something, whether you like something you don't like, and your body gets benefit. There's a benefit that happens to your body.
So if the food is the food, if it wasn't good.
If it's ein roi la'achila, ein hachanami.
I'm saying the food wasn't good.
What does it mean not good? You didn't like the way it tasted?
No,
if it's any roi l'achilo, then you're right. But anything that's roi l'achilo, you're ready to get benefit from. But you're right. In theory, you're right. A nafkamina would be as follows. The Kaf HaChaim says a nafkamina. He says, no, not the Kaf HaChaim, I'm sorry. We said a possible nafkamina. From lechem chamudos. Sorry, that's who it is. From lechem chamudos. He says the nafkamina is as follows. Do you make a bracha shechiyano when you smell something that you haven't smelled this year? Should you make a bracha shechiyano? You make a bracha shechiyano when you eat something you haven't eaten this year. Make a bracha when you smell something. If you go like Rashi that says it's anah mu'etes, it's not such a substantial anah, so you're going to make a shachiyon on something that's not such a substantial anah? No. Do you make a shachiyon when you buy yourself a new shirt? Does anyone here make a shachiyon when they buy a new shirt? You buy a new tie? Buy a new suit? Some people make a bracha when they buy a new suit. At some place can pass in today that because we're such spoiled brats that we don't anyway, even suits, okay, unless you buy it like in like a fancy store and it's like you buy it, this is a suit, which you shouldn't, I don't think you should be buying anyway, but whatever. But in theory, you're not gonna make a shachiyano if you buy yourself a new shirt. Because not substantial enough. So if you make a, if you have a new reach, come on, it's hanah mu'etes. No shachiyano. But if you go like Rashi, the Rashi says that, I'm sorry, like the Kolbo. The Kolbo says there really is no difference between the Hanah of Reach and the Hanah of the Achilo. The only difference is the Hanah of Reach is over too fast. I can't make a Baruch Achroino, but in the Hanah itself, it's maybe the same type of Hanah. Says the Sefer Lechem Chamud, it's maybe make a Shachiano, according to the Kolbo. You make a Shachiano, you eat a new fruit, you should make a Shachiano when you smell a new fruit, or any other smell. I wanted to make a Baruch Achroino, that's for a separate reason. That's because the Hanah disappeared too fast. This can be enough, perhaps. Any questions? Someone, you already had a question. What?
Good question. Thank you, Hashem, for waking me up again. And a bracha on here.
I don't know. I'm not sure what the hanah is. That's life. That's not. I don't know if that's.
You have to eat. Hashem could have created you. Have to eat.
Okay, but you don't. I don't have to.
Drive a car if you like driving. That's not. You're saying
any
hanah in the world.
Yeah. Then we said if you make a bracha achrona on, let's say, some sort of besamah, it's going to be so strong that the smell is known to stay for a certain.
I don't know if they have such a thing.
No,
I don't know. It doesn't stay inside of you.
Right.
It stays. There might be a smell outside of you, but then you're constantly bringing in new smell. It's not. Nothing stays. Smell doesn't remain in the body. Food remains in the body. I think that's the svara. So if you could have something that would linger in the body.
Like meaning, even if it's still in your mind that you still smell it.
Yeah, that's in your mind. That's in your mind. Right. Very good. Okay, so now listen, Havdalah is very interesting. We have three brachas in Havdalah. Geffen, Besamim, and Ar. The bracha of Geffen, what do you have to make? Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Achroina. Some people have to remember that. You make Havdalah, you have to make a Bracha Achroina. Geffen, Bracha Rishayna, Bracha Achroina. Reach. Just bracha rishayna. And R, usually, no bracha. So what we're doing on Matzah Shabbos is really trying to take all of the hanah that there is in the world and make a bracha on it. So we were mesakin a special bracha during Havdalah, boire me'oire ha'esh. What is the nature of this bracha? We don't have this bracha. Usually a person turns on a, lights a match or something like that, doesn't make a bracha. Matzah Shabbos, we have a bracha. It's a machloikas rishonim. And that's basically what we want to speak about tonight. This machloikas rishonim, what is the nature of the bracha? The Ramban says that it's a birchas hashevach. We're being mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We make birchas hashevach sometimes. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all different types of things. It's really just, it's not about the hanah, because after all, when it comes to R, do you have hanah? Do you make a brachas hanah usually?
Yeah, you do, you make a Shabbos.
No, what?
Shabbos.
Shabbos what? That's a brachas ha-mitzvahs, my friend. Asher kiddishanu b'mitzvahs v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. That's a brachas ha-mitzvah.
Why do you make a shakirah?
What?
Why do you make a brachas
shakirah? Why do we, don't we?
Do we?
That's for the Yom Tov, that's not for the Neiris. It's a special bracha for the Yom Tov. That's a good question. What's the pshat in that shechiyano? It's a different shechiyano, perhaps.
Shabbos and Chol.
What did you say?
It's not any sort of mitzvah to separate between Shabbos and Chol.
It could be. That's not the bracha. That's the next bracha. Bracha to Hashem al kenem echol mavdil min kodesh l'chol ben or l'choishach min yisrael l'amim b'yom ha'shvi. That's the next bracha. But the bracha we're making on Motzei Shabbos, on the Morei Ha'esh, is a special bracha. What is the nature of this bracha? Says the Ramban, it's a bracha Hashemach Mishabeach. Praise the Lord that He has given us light. Praise the Lord. It's not a bracha Hanenin. There's no Hanah.
That's the reason for any bracha. Rashi said that
you have to know exactly. You're right. There is a link between the two of them, but if it has to, in regular brachas hanen, you have to actually be nanin. You'll see the nafkaminas. We'll see soon.
Light or creating fire.
Whichever one you, however you want to do it, could be both.
Every morning,
a little both. Oh, and a chanami. So they bring that. It's a similar type of thing. Very good. Yaitzara, very choshech, Yaitzah Shalom, very sakol. Over there, they bring it to, he brings it that, Bruchas HaMa'iris, is Kriya Shema. Okay, he brings it. They bring it. In correlation, maybe they're bringing it for this type of aura. There's a different type of aura that could be. However, the Kolboy says it's a Birchas Hananin. It is a Birchas Hananin. Even though we don't make a Birchas Hananin the whole week. Usually we don't because not enough Hanah. I'm going to say Shabbos because Adam Rishon was bugging out because he didn't know what it's going to be. It's dark and all that. Akash Baruch Hu gave him the special gift of Birchas of fire, of flint and fire. So we made a special Birchas Hananin. This is a machlokes in the Rishonim, the Kolbo and the Ramban. And it could be that this, we're going to see this machlokes repeat itself over and over and over again. You ready? Here goes. The Gemara and Brachas, huh?
Why are we thinking that Shabbat should be Friday night? No, because it's the light state of the Abraham. Light
state Friday night. That's what they say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Light state Friday night,
to Shabbos. Yeah. Special or Haganos, different type, different time. Okay, my friends, this is a Gemara in Brachis. The Gemara brings a machloikes about Havdoleh. Rabbi Yehuda ben Rav says, you don't have to see the Ner. It doesn't even have to be close to you. Sometimes they make an Havdoleh over here, and there's someone standing over there by the Dorton. Who stands over there and turns off the lights? That guy? The Sephardi guy over there? So you can't even see the light. Is that okay? But Rabbi Yehuda ben Rav says, as long as if you were close, so you could see it, it's good enough. And by the way, we got to get a new candle here, guys. The candle's weak sauce. I don't know. It just doesn't work. We got to get some nice things. Yeah. Well, okay. You're working. Come on. It's a big thing. It's a big Misha Berach. What did you say?
Kasha.
There you go. It's a big. We say a Misha Berach. It says called Noisten Ner Lamor V'Yain V'Kiddush La'Avdola Pas Lochem V'Tzochem V'Chom Misha Oiskin V'Tzochevur. It's a big bracha for that. You got it. We got a candle.
Okay,
but it's a big bracha. You're doing it right now? Yeah, done. We're gonna get a new. We need a big fat candle. Like, you ready on the spot? Whoa!
All your lighting needs.
Here it is. Who's gonna pick it up?
Where's
it?
Anybody?
Who's gonna pick it up?
What? No, the extra goes to Yeshiva, obviously.
I have to go to Google tomorrow.
He's the best. Okay, I hope you come next week to Mishmar also.
I'll call in. I can cash app you over the phone.
Okay, we're gonna do this, my friends. We're gonna get a nice new Abdel candle for Shabbos Bereishis.
We're gonna get a Kosel one, the one they have.
A nice big one.
He said it good for all your lighting needs.
No, there's a very special Mishaberech with people that give Abdel candle. No joke. This week.
This person not hold the
none of this stuff. None of that stuff, according to this guy. Okay? Because you don't have to even see it. That's Rabbi Yehuda ben Rav. Rava says, Ad she ya'usu la'ira, you have to be mena from the or. The Meiri says that there's someone who holds that someone's a Rajba. Someone who holds you have to actually be nena. You have to do this. You have to be nena. And then he says, nah, it just has to be close enough that you could be nana, but you don't even have to be nana. Machlekes. The Miri says,
that makes sense.
It just has to be close enough that you could be nana. You don't have to be nana.
The lights up the room.
Whenever you make a bracha in life, it's always only if you don't make a.
Oh, good. So like this. If you hold a birchas hananin, then it would be preposterous to say that I don't have to be nana. What does that make any sense? It's a birchas hananin. Hello, what do you mean? You're like, because I could be nana. So I'll put fruit in front of me, I make a birchas hananin. Of course not. Until you're nana, you don't make the bracha.
But you're benefiting every day from light at night.
But right now, I'm making a birchas hananin. I can't make a birchas hananin right now if I'm not being nana. The birchas hananin has to be right before the actual hana. But if you're telling me it's a birchas, I'm being mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Praise the Lord! You don't have to be nana. You don't have to be nana. It just has to be in a matzav where there's or here. So I'm being Meshabeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the R. It's not about my Hana. You can do that lots of times. You make it by Bris Milah or Bris Brichas HaShevach. I'm not getting the Bris Milah. I'm saying it anyway. It's Brichas by Kedushin. All these different times. As long as there's a matziv where this thing is here is enough. Says the Meiri. I'm fine if you're standing near the light.
So don't smell the B'samim.
No, B'samim might be different. We're talking about the R right now. B'samim is for sure Brichas HaNenen. B'samim is for sure Brichas HaNenen. The Shal is R. Again. There is a bracha that you make Brichas Hananin on grape juice the entire week. There's a bracha you make on Besamim the entire week. R is the one that we got to figure out what is this bracha. Because we don't have a Brichas Hananin usually. So says the Mirena Chanam, it's not Brichas Hananin, it's Brichas HaShevach. And the Rashi says, no, there's a special Brichas Hananin that you're going to make on the night, the Kol Bo says, on the night of Abdullah, because we were misakin for now. If it's a Birchas Nana, I have to be Nana. Says the Rashi, we have to be Nana. The Miri says, you don't have to be Nana. A major machloikas. So according to the Rashi, you must do this, my friends, in order to be. Now there's a whole Shaila. I'm not a Poisik. I'm not going to pass against you. If I need to do it, it's just the person making Abdullah. But for sure, the person making Abdullah has to do it, or else it's going to be a Bracha. What? Levatala, according to the Rashi. So this is one interesting machloikas, and there's another machloikas.
How is looking
so blind man coming as
what? We're going to get to that too. We're going to get to blind man.
How is
excellent.
Looking at your fingers giving you enough?
You're differentiating between.
This is the resemblance of Adam. Doesn't it have to do with something Kabbalistic?
It's Kabbalistic stuff. We're talking tonight with one of the rabbanim. He says you're not supposed to use your thumbs. I don't know if you know that. You're supposed to only use the other fingers. Because Kabbalistically.
Isn't only the right hand also?
So it's brought down halacha only the left hand. The only reason why it's only the left hand is because Rabbi Wiener told me is because you're holding the right hand in your kais. So he said if you want to get the full Kabbalistic effect, you could do both your hands. That's what he said. So I do both because you know, yeah. Anyway, what? Kabbalistic reasons.
Kabbalistic reasons. Never wants to do it.
You know that your five fingers are connected to your five different chushim. Did you know that?
What's chushim?
Five different senses. Excuse me. That's that.
Where's the camera?
This is mishush. This finger is the finger that touches. This finger.
So
this
snap.
Finger is for your ear, and this finger is for your eye. You ever notice that people they rub their eyes with this finger?
Your
nose. This is your nose. Yeah. Your mouth. This is a sense of taste. Sense of smell, sense of feeling. This is sight, and this is ears. Isn't that cool?
So my middle finger snaps.
Well, we don't want to taste it. We'll say Kabbalistic. Why not?
So these fingers are the sense of taste. You think about that. Okay, Rabbi, say next. Is as follows. We got a few more minutes. When do you make the bracha? Are you Nana first, or are you Nana after the bracha? First, you're Nana. You do this first. I don't know if you ever saw people. There's different people do it different ways. First you do this, and then you make the bracha? Or first you make the bracha, and then you do this?
You make the bracha. You start by anything.
Aha.
First you get the
do it with one hand. Make the bracha.
It's going to be on the Sakira ideas also.
I've seen people do it different ways. I'll tell you what I do, because I spoke to Rabbi Wiener about this also. But the Goyin says, for sure you make the bracha first, and then you're Nana. Because the Goyin says, this is a brichas ha nanin. And when you make a brichas ha nanin, what comes first?
The bracha.
The bracha, and then after you get your anah. But the Mishnah Brura is not mashma that way. The Mishnah Brura is mashma, and the Igros Mosh is medaiki. That's mashma. First you do this, and then you make the bracha. Why? He obviously holds it's not a brichas ha nanin. So therefore, you can do that first, and then afterwards you can make the bracha. Doesn't make a difference.
Why do we need the fire at all?
Because you only mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu when you're in the matziv of the. Like for example, by a chasuna we make brachas hashevach. When you're at the chasuna, you make brachas hashevach. By a bris, you make brachas hashevach. Because you're at a bris, you don't have to be that you're the one that's doing the bris. You can do it even afterwards. Also, you don't have to do it before. That's part of the shayla of brichas kedushin. If it's a brichas mitzvah, you do it before. If it's a brichas shevach, you do it afterwards. That's part of the shayla. You do it before, do it after. Same thing over here. It would appear to be
light in the room.
What?
These days we light in the room.
So it could be. It could be. You don't need the shayla of electricity. It's called light. If that's called light or not, that's a whole machlokes. But it would come out. That's a shayla. So what some people do, what my minig has become after speaking to Rabbi Wiener, is I hold my fingers close to the light. I don't look. I make the bracha and then I look right away. So it's like right there. Okay, to get it as close as possible. And then I switch hands for the Kabbalistic effect. Anyway, next Shaila is what Rav Moshe brought up. Suma making Havdalah. Can a Suma make Havdalah? A blind person. Does he make a Barimir Ha'esh? Let's start with that. Does he make a Barimir Ha'esh? If it's for Brichas Hananin, says the Rashba. Remember that name. Because I think it's the Rajba Lashitasoi. Says the Rajba, no, Suma doesn't make a bracha. Because the Rajba is the same person who told us. The Rajba is the one who said that you have to be Nana Mamish. Can a Suma be Nana Mamish from this art? No. I'm going to get to that in a second. I'm going to get to that in a second. I don't know if that's enough to be Birchas Hananin. That's enough to be Birchas Hashevach. I could say I could be Meshavach and Kodesh Baruch Hu.
Why can't it be for heat? You're getting Hanel.
That's a good question. Apparently, the bracha is niskana on the aura of it. For me, oire haish. Oire, the or, the light.
Baron, the light was cold,
you still make the bracha. It's a good shot. It's a machloikas. If you assume it's
part of
the mitzvahs. Machloikas. What? It's a machloikas if you assume
it's part
of the no, but for sure, the, from the, this is a question if he has to make a bracha or not. Okay. So the Rajba says a Suma does not make a Burim Eroya Eish. Rajba the Shitosa. The Rajba says you need Anoa Mamish. Because the Rajba is a Berchas Hananin. And the Suma doesn't have any Anoa. That's the Rajba Shita. However, the Urcha. No. The Sefer Manhig says that you do make a bracha. Because if Bashas holds the bracha, Shemeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the other people mentioned this is smart. Can he be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the light? For sure, light helps him. So he can praise Hashem, praise the Lord for light, because if there'd be no light, this whole world wouldn't function. Am I getting my personal Hanah direct Hanah? No, but I can still be Meshaveach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore the Manik says you can. Now the Rajba takes it to another step. And this is where it's tricky. The Rajba says not only can a Suma not make Burmei HaEish, a Suma is putter from Havdalah totally. Chaim, help me out with this. This is shocking. Suma is putter from Havdalah totally. Which is strange, because he can't make a Burmei HaEish. I was talking to Rabbi Avraham Goldberg. So he said, what happens if you don't have a fire? What happens if you don't, okay? You're in the middle of a desert and Tuesday. No one has a fire, okay? It can happen,
breakfast,
right?
Breakfast is Tuesday.
What?
Breakfast is Tuesday.
Do you make the rest of Havdalah or just no Havdalah? Sounds like from the Rash, but there's no such thing as Havdalah without Bar Mireish. You don't make a Bar Mireish.
So then how can we do it sometimes without Eish?
That's my question. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's get back, okay? Let me get back to that question in a second. Like this. Listen. The Rashba says, Asuma is potter from Havdalah.
Yep.
The question is, why is Suma Patra Abdullah? Just, you don't make Bar Mireish, but say the rest of Abdullah.
Why make Abdullah?
You
can still drink.
Hold on. So that's what the Rashba says. So then the Shaila says the Aruch HaShulchan, I'll tell you why. Listen carefully. Don't jump on me yet. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Havdalah has a structure to it. Havdalah is Geffen, Besamim, Eish. If you don't have Geffen, Besamim, Eish, forget it. Who doesn't have Eish? Suma. No Eish, no Havdalah. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan explains in the Rajba. So therefore, don't jump on me yet. Says the Rajba, Asuma is potter from Abdullah, because Abdullah is Geffen Besamim Eish. No Eish, no Abdullah. Who doesn't have Eish? Suma? No Eish, no Abdullah. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. And to me, this is a Pele. What's the Pele? What about Yom Tov? Yom Tov, we make Abdullah.
Yeah, but it's different reason.
Hold on. Yom Tov, we make Abdullah.
It's still called Abdullah.
We make Abdullah, and there's no Eish.
But it's separate from the...
Maybe make Havdalah is no Eish. Yeah, so what do I see? Is there such a thing as a Heftza of Havdalah without Eish? Yes. What?
Yeah.
It didn't happen on the day that Adam was...
Yeah, so what's the concept of the Havdalah? Then you make the same bracha. The exact same
didn't happen what?
It didn't happen on the day that Adam was thrown out.
Oh.
A correlation with Motzei Shabbos
So the whole idea of making Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos is because of what happened on Motzei Shabbos. So maybe over there, where there is no... The whole event of Havdalah isn't relevant. There was no Havdalah. There was no Eish on Motzei Yom Tov. The Eish was only... Motzei Shabbos. Therefore, I understand why there's no need for Eish, but on Matzah Shabbos, yes. My question is as follows.
But I can add to that also.
Yeah?
When Matzah Shabbos leads into Yom Tov, don't you look at the candles at that point, do Abdullah anyways? So you look at the candles there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just showing that you do look at the candles there.
Okay, but this is my problem. You ready for my problem? What about Matzah Yom Kippur?
There is fire.
Why is there fire? Matzah
Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but it wasn't Matzah Shabbos. So it's like, okay, what I understand Aram Shai is saying is that it's like Shabbos is not the seventh day of the week. Shabbos is Shabbos. So I can ask you a trivia question. We could have Shabbos on Tuesday. What's the answer? Yom Kippur.
That was like Yom Kippur. The same idea. He was judged on that day.
What'd you say? It's the same Hargosha. It's like the same thing. Maybe that also.
Yom Kippur, if you don't have fire, do you have to make a dollar or not?
The same Shaila.
I mean, the day that he said was like Yom Kippur. You understand what you're saying, no?
Okay, Rabbi Yossi, I'm going to close with this. You ready? I'm going to close with this. There's a machloikas acharoinim. Listen to this interesting machloikas. Are you allowed to be nene from or on Matzei Shabbos before you make a bracha? Are you allowed to be nene from or on Matzei Shabbos before you make a bracha? During the week, are you allowed to eat without making a bracha?
No.
On Matzei Shabbos, are you allowed to be nene from or without making a bracha? Machlokes achronim. What's the machlokes talian? If they were masakin a special birchas hanenin on Matzei Shabbos for or, so now are you allowed to be nene from or without making a bracha?
No.
But if it's the birchas hashevach, okay, so birchas hashevach, there's nothing stopping me from being nene right now. You were masakin birchas hashem on Matzei Shabbos. Okay, when I make the bracha, I'll make it. Where's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is as follows. Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av. Are we making Abdullah? No.
Good guess.
Do we have to make Ba'oire Mi'oire Ha'esh? On Motzei Shabbos Tisha B'Av. You make Abdullah on Sunday night. Do you have to make Ba'oire Mi'oire before you start Koheles? So, Lamaisa. Anyone? Any, were you guys in America for Tisha B'Av?
Yeah.
Did you make a Bar Meresh?
I don't remember.
What?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Anyone?
I don't know.
They made a Bar Meresh in Shul?
No, 50% say yeah, 50%.
Anyone remember? Anyone else? Did they make a Bar Meresh in Shul before they said, not Kohel, it's Eicha?
Yeah, the first night they did.
You know, where were you? Where were you?
Whatever.
Upstate.
Did they make a Bar Meresh?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? They made a Bar Meresh on Sunday night?
Maybe they didn't make a bracha. I don't know if they made a bracha, but they looked at the candle.
In Arze Habira, they made a Bar Meresh. They took a candle. Someone said, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Boirei Me'orei Ha'esh. And everyone went like that. And then they said, Eicha. I think Minig America is not to be machmen. They say Bar Meresh on Sunday night.
I don't think they would say it at all. I remember saying,
Yehudah,
not saying,
Yeah.
Well, that's
Kitzer, this is going to be the nafka. I mean, if it's Berchus HaNenin, can't be Nene without having a bracha. It's Berchus HaShevet's prak. Now, these are some thoughts, my friends, on the bracha that we're making. I hope that this will enhance your Havdalah, Bez Hashem, this week, to be able to appreciate more, like, what's going on. Thank you so much for listening.
What about Yom Kippur?
What about Yom Kippur?
Yeah, what was the reason for that?
What do you mean?
You said we make on the candle on Yom Kippur.
Oh, so we have to see. Yom Kippur is also a form of Shabbos. No, it's Shabbos. It's what?
It's not
the Shabbos. It's called Shabbos Shabbos.
I thought because the other was judged, so it's like the Shabbos.
Could be.
I thought Hashem stopped creating on Erev Shabbos. So what happened that there was something else created after Shabbos? That's when he took a rest and he was done creating the whole world. So.
Yes, I don't know. This is not called creating. This is really revelation. Yeah, it's revelation.
Ready, lighter than day. Yeah. Fine. Ready?
Okay, who's going to get the... You want to get that?